Right.
It's our Christmas party night tonight.
All the
gang are gathering. Now, they're all gathering up in the big smoke.
They are.
There'll be about 300 people from across the group, all getting to know each other and photocopying each other's arses on phone.
You're the only one that does that,
They're bringing a photocopier to the event.
For that purpose.
Do you know what? That would be an amazing idea for a Christmas party
wouldn't it?
You know, you could.
The only thing is, do you want to see everybody's. Nah.
2 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah, well, 2 o'clock is grand.
Bring it, but you get to bring it home framed.
Well, thank
you
God
sign,
for that.
You sign your own backside, you frame it up, and you go, Christmas party 24. I'm not going tonight because I have to work tomorrow, and you're not going because you're barred.
I'm only just back.
You know, she's barred from last year.
I'm not barred from last year.
Absolutely. There was an open bar. I was like, why is the bar building €29,000? Well, because that little mad joke from Cork rang up about $9,000's worth.
I was well behaved last year, I'll have you know. There was other people in there that were less well behaved.
Yeah.
But I was all right. I was all
anyway,
right.
So to our fellow friends across the group and the gang that are going up here.
Yeah.
KC just said it twice.
What?
Hold on a minute. No. How? When?
Oh, yeah. Did you say something?
I just
party?
Said Christmas party.
Oh,
warning! Warning! C word activated. Warning!
I am so sorry. Warning. I'm so sorry.
I don't want a lot for Christmas.
I swore yesterday I was going to have a clean slate today. I swore.
I don't know what's happened.
I was in the middle of that conversation talking about the C-word parties.
I didn't even realise you'd said it.
I look at WhatsApp and WhatsApp has just exploded with, you've said it about 4 or 5 times. Man, you said 3 times. You said it 4.
Lads, he just said Christmas about 10 times.
You know. Terry, well spotted, man. Well spotted. Oh, you donkey. You absolute
donkey. I just can't believe neither of us. I can't believe we carried on the conversation.
Just completely oblivious. Okay, anyway, I'll get back to what I was saying.
If Mariah walked in here right now, she'd probably get a box.
She'd get a box?
Yeah.
A box in the C word.
Yeah. Oh, lads.
Trust me, when I say that song wrecks my head,
now
I'm not joking. And this is absolute torture. But
this has killed it, lads.
Onwards we go. So anyway, it's C-word.
It's that kind of a party.
C-word party tonight. Yeah. And by the way, the clip I'm about to play, you probably contains the C-word.
But that's okay.
That's all right. It's a clip. We're exempt from that. This lady, she's a HR specialist, has been talking to Matt Cooper.
Right.
Matt on Today FM. Our cousins who are going to our Christmas party tonight. About... Oh, Jesus. No. 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 I'm sorry. No. No. I can't
either.
I can't, just
can we get a second one of those McGuigan things?
McGuigan?
What's the McGuigan?
It's a mulligan.
Oh, a mulligan.
Well, I'd gladly have a McGuigan well.
Let's have a... There has to be room for two... What is it called again?
6 a.m.ers, just please ignore that one. I'm so sorry.
Lads, there has to be room for two McGuigans in this show.
Mulligans, yeah.
I can't...
Anyway... Here she is talking about the C word party. I can't play that song again. I can't. I'm sorry.
No, I can't.
Just give me another mulligan, okay?
Yeah.
If you're having a few beers in the office, be very, very conscious of some of the consequences that will flow from that. So we've all heard the stories of the photocopiers and what employees can do with photocopiers. But have you heard the one about the hand dryer? This is one that we had last year where several employees after drinks in the office decided to pee in the hand dryers. Now, your listeners may ask, how on earth could some set of acrobatics lead to someone peeing in the hand dryer? It is not, as I thought, one on the wall, but it is one at a waist height where someone would put their hands into.
The Dyson. This is something I had never actually imagined. God. I did not think we were going there this evening. Carry on, please, Julie.
So can someone dismiss where a group of employees decide to pee in the hand dryers when they've had too many beers in the office? So these are the wonderful scenarios that we have.
So again, watch out for the old Dysons if you're out and about for your.
She means the ones that you do the.
You know, you dip your hands in and out the blades.
Oh, lads, would you actually be bothered?
Well, you see,
is it a mistake though when you've had a few?
Oh, definitely. I mean, that could be to a fella now who's gone in cross-eyed.
I look like you're nine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stephen is on to me. He says, I feel like I'm a C word VAR.
Stephen, the VAR. I love it.
The Chris. The.
You just said Chris. You
I said Chris. Said Chris. The C word VAR. It's impossible.
It this is. Just, I know, yeah.
All right, okay. Reset. Concentration, man. Can we just do loads?
Are you shaking?
Can we do like Japanese history day today? Can we just like do 2.5 hours and talk about the fall of the empire? Yeah, well, can we do that? Come here, if you're heading out and about for your old parties this weekend, if you're, you know, a lot of people go out, and if
That's
you're
right.
particularly if you're outside, you know, the outside, the venue that you're in,
yes.
you might meet people from all over the world.
You might.
You know, and if you're from another country
yeah.
and you're over here and you're not used to the C word traditions
yes.
of people, Irish people out and about, the way we greet you it might be very different to the greeting you get from
okay, yeah.
back at home. Here's comedian Reginald D. Hunter with Irish greetings.
And I had, you know, done a gig and I was outside having a smoke, couple of friends around. This drunk Irish dude, short, walks right up to me and says, "Geez, you're a big mean looking c-t." And my friends started getting pissy, like, hey. I'm like, no, relax. It's all right. I speak Irish. What he is trying to say is that you look like an interesting person. Maybe we can be friends. So I said, how you doing, you drunk patty bastard? And he went,
if you miss it, we'll keep going because it's a guaranteed jackpot.
Yeah.
It is going to go.
Yeah.
For 205 grand, text RED to 57557. You will be in the draw for later on, and it's a lucky dip. One person gets the phone call. And if it's you, by this evening, a couple of weeks out from Christmas.
No! Oh, God!
No!
Casey!
You absolute... Oh,
you were doing so well.
Donkey!
You were doing so well.
I'm so sorry, everyone.
Tis the season.
The Christmas Cash Machine. Red FM.
I can't do this anymore.
Warning.
I can't.
Warning. C-word activated. Warning. Warning.
What am I doing?
For everyone that's suggesting, by the way, for everyone is that suggesting that we replace the C word with another word.
Mm-hmm.
The problem that you've got is
you
don't know
don't
it's
going
to come out. You don't know when it's going to come out, can't replace it.
I'll challenge each and every one of you listening to get through today
yeah.
without dropping the C word.
Okay, yeah.
If you try it for an hour.
Come on, then, listeners.
If you're talking
to
people,
take on the challenge.
Go for it.
Take on
you're
the challenge.
You're some donkey, Casey. I swear to God. And I was laying in bed last night. What song was going through my head? All I want for that thing is you. I swear to God, I couldn't sleep for an hour over playing that song so much. Oh, I'm actually starting to like it now, which is the worst. Oh, I'm going to kill you.
Who's that? Oh, that's brilliant. Who is it?
That's Greg.
Oh, yeah. Greg, that's hilarious.
Oh, Taxi Brian's been on to me. Brian Cronin.
Yeah.
Jesus.
All right, Brian, you're our friend. Remember this now.
Jesus, man, I used to actually like that song.
Oh, at least he's not falling out with us. Brian, we love you.
My ears are bleeding from Paul. Paul, I apologise.
I know, Paul.
Someone is doing an apprentice impression here. I don't know how.
I'm so sorry, brother. Take it away there. A one, two, three.
My brother. Well,
yeah, I like it.
The brother man actually quite likes that song.
Does he?
He does indeed.
The 1,000 euro pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park, and Maham Point Retail Park. Show me the
money. All right, let's go for a round of the pop quiz. Who we got there, Vic?
We have the gorgeous. And yes, someone asked me yesterday, is everybody gorgeous?
Everyone's
yeah,
gorgeous.
Everyone's gorgeous. Gorgeous Laura from Coachwood. Hi, Laura.
Hi, Laura. How's it going?
Hi.
So, Laura, you are working in a mortgage broker's in town. Who are you working with?
Called Financial Innovations.
Financial Innovations for all your financial needs.
You're very fancy, Laura.
Yeah. Okay, and who's your boss in Financial Innovations?
His name is John. He's on holidays at the minute.
Oh,
okay.
This is what Laura gets up to when John goes on holidays.
When John's away, Laura shall play pop quiz. I love it. Laura, you are 60 seconds away from 1,000 euro, and I really, really hope you get
so
over the line. I'd love to get a winner on Friday. 10 questions. Let's go.
Let's play in
three, two, one.
What does UCC stand for?
University College Cork.
What day is Xmas Day this year?
Wednesday.
What sport did Johnny Sexton play?
Rugby.
Yeah, question number four. Wicked is the story of what? Is it a witch or a dancer?
Witch.
Okay, I Can't Feel My Face When I'm With You are lyrics from what group, what band, what music act? I can't feel my face when I'm with you. So think of it, it's like today. It's like okay, question number six. Who played Ace Ventura? Very funny American comedian.
We were talking about him earlier.
Jim Carrey.
Question number seven. What county is known as the Banner County?
Clare.
How many points for a bullseye in darts?
50.
How many Moana movies are there?
2.
And Mary McAleese was once a former what?
President.
Okay, let's go back over these.
Oh, Laura, that was a good round,
Laura. Laura, well done. Great stuff, Laura. We can stop now. We can breathe. And whatever you do, Laura, do not say the C word. Because I can't do another round of Mariah Carey. I just can't do it.
No, neither can I.
Can't be done. Please don't say it. All right. Everything's fine. Let's go back over these and see how you get on. All right. First one. UCC is correct. Chris...
You said Chris.
Xmas Day is on Wednesday.
You said Chris. That was all.
Johnny Sexton was and still is kind of involved in rugby. Yeah. So we'll take that, all right? Wicked is about the witch. Can't Feel My Face When I'm With You. The Weeknd.
Absolutely.
Jim Carrey is correct. Claire is correct. 50 points for a bullseye in darts. In one. How many Moana movies are there?
I think she's right.
You said 2. Moana 2 is in the cinema right now, so that is correct.
Laura!
Laura, for €1,000 in cash, Christmas. Oh, jeez. Oh, no!
You've got to finish the pop quiz. You've got to finish the pop quiz. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on.
You've just won a grand.
Yay! Get it! Go on, Laura.
Laura, you did it.
Well done!
€1,000 for 60 seconds work on a Friday morning. You absolute little dancer. Well done. Congratulations. Are you still there, by the way?
Yeah, I am.
Oh, well done, Laura.
Now, because you're on the quiz, you walked me into the C word again, Laura.
You can't blame Laura.
I am blaming Laura. Laura. I'm blaming Laura. I'm
100%. Laura, don't worry. He's not blaming you.
Congratulations. That's well great. Done. You got €1,000.
Thank you so much.
Have an amazing festive season.
Well done. Have a great festive season. Laura,
see you,
well
Laura.
Done.
Bye. Thanks a million.
Happy Christmas.
Yeah.
Warning. Warning. C word activated. Warning. Warning.
And a huge shout out to the students in Skull Nicholas and Grange today. Best of luck. They're doing the sponsored Santa Dash.
Oh.
And they're doing that for Marymount.
Well done, lads.
So have a great one. And shout out to everyone in Super Value in Carrigaline. They're having their
Xmas.
Jesus.
I put it in as Xmas.
My brain read
and
it as...
your brain still said, but it only said Chris.
Oh my God, the bricks work.
This is a man's name.
My brain now has an airbag for the C word. Isn't that incredible?
I've even written Xmas.
I know. They're having their Xmas food fair today in Carrigaline Super Value.
A selection of?
Of treats.
Xmas
just
treats.
Don't, I'm getting out of this now,
okay.
Please.
Okay. All right.
Fergal and the gang, have a great one. Go and visit them, everybody.
Fix VIPs on Cork's Good Times. Red FM.
Honest to God, I'm not right.
Oh my God, Casey.
What's going on?
Selena Gomez has announced that she's engaged to her music producer boyfriend, Benny Blanco. They've been dating, I think, for about a year and a half. But there's a twist to the announcement. So she announced yesterday, she put all those little kind of photographs up of, you know, the hand with the ring.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I think he proposed a midnight picnic. And so they had pictures of her at the midnight picnic, smiling and laughing and all the rest of it. And then she revealed that they actually got engaged in August.
So just announcing it now, okay.
So they're only announcing it now. And then she explained that the reason that they didn't announce it in August was because she didn't want people to think that she was trying to tarnish Justin Bieber's news, her ex-boyfriend, that he had had baby Jack.
And she, you know what? She's right, because if she'd put that up at the same time, she would have got absolutely...
Yeah, but-
destroyed by the...
Why didn't she just not explain that?
I don't know.
Why didn't she just say, we've just got engaged and leave it at that?
Yeah.
Why did she say, we've just got engaged... Actually, that's a lie. We got engaged last August, but I didn't want to mention because I didn't want people to link me in with just you know what I mean? I think that's kind of backfired there, Selena. So yeah, listen, I actually like Benny Blanco. I think he seems like a nice guy. He's a very good cook. Makes lots of really nice.
Have
foods.
You been over in his house for a bit of grub?
No,
or something?
But I watch him. I follow him on the old gram.
Yeah,
and he seems like a really nice guy.
Very, very nice fella. Yeah,
and he has spoken before to Howard Stern about how amazing she is. Mm-hmm. And I just think that's really sweet. So congrats to them. Jim Carrey, actor Jim Carrey, has just admitted on the red carpet that he's skint.
What?
Yeah, apparently his return to the Sonic the Hedgehog franchise has more to do with him needing the old Spondulix.
And the old Wonga back in again.
What has he done with $300
million? $300 million.
Isn't that what he's made?
Do you know what he did?
What?
He spent it all on gold rings, and those gold rings were robbed by a blue hedgehog. That's
what God.
That's what happened to his money.
I came back to this universe because, first of all, I get to play a genius, which is a bit of a stretch. It's just, I bought a lot of stuff, and I need the money, frankly. Yeah. Yeah. At the same time, it had heart. That's why I did the first one. There was something beautiful about the heart of the piece. So, you know, I'm hoping it'll bring families together and, you know, cure several diseases. Is that too much to ask?
Okay, so I wonder what he's getting for doing the voiceover. And he's not the voiceover. He's actually he's acting in Sonic, in the Sonic movies. He was commanding 20, 25 milli a movie back in the day. Do you know that Jim Carrey wrote himself a check? This is if you're into the whole manifesting end of things. He wrote himself a check when he was starting off in stand-up comedy.
Right.
And he was just getting to a few little bitty parts or whatever, but he wrote himself a check for $10 million and kept it in his coat pocket.
Okay.
To Jim Carrey, $10 million. The first major movie that he ever did, he got paid $10
million. Oh, my.
Yeah.
Wow.
Ah, coincidence maybe, but...
you don't believe any of that stuff, do you?
Yeah, the old airy-fairiness. I don't, not necessarily. But I think if you do focus on things, if you want to bring something into your life, just a bit of focus might bring it there.
There you go.
Yeah.
You're learning.
But I'm not, sitting upside down in a tree licking my own toe, hoping for the best, you know what I mean? That's your showbiz. good luck to everyone who's taking part in the 4th annual Buskin Marathon fundraiser for Cork Penny Dinners. It's going to be held on Saturday, 21st of December. Brilliant. On Pana, on Patrick Street. Please, everybody support that one. It is a huge fundraiser, and it's days before the big one. The Buskin Marathon, which will run from 10 until well after 6 p.m, is the brainchild of two Cork singer-songwriters who have raised 17 grand for the charity since 2021. So, well done. Well done, Dylan and Corey Power. So that's I better give him his full name and full honours. Dylan Brickley, Corey Power.
Well done, lads. And also, Cork buskers are the best buskers in the world.
There's a few.
There's some brilliant
there's
ones.
There's a few that should be put on Mars.
I don't know. I always hear brilliant buskers. Yeah,
yeah, we have a lot of street talent out there. Yeah. I often wondered what it's like to work in the Vodafone shop on Oliver Plunkett Street.
They're just lucky they close at 6 p.m. I'd say.
You know, when you're right outside that door, you don't know. It's like lucky dip. What are we getting today? Are we going to get an Ed Sheeran sound alike? Yeah. Are we getting something that sounds like a fire in a pet shop?
Yeah, that little spot in particular, it can be a little bit hit and miss sometimes, can't it? But you're all doing a great job. Well done.
University College Cork generates 3.2 million a day.
Oh my God.
For the Irish economy, according to a report published this week. That must be in the sales of pot noodles and Buckfast. Is it?
Must be.
I'm sure there's more to it.
Wow, that's a lot.
It also reveals that the university is one of the city's largest employers. Well done, UCC. You're doing a mighty thing for the economy. Would anybody like to go and see Joanne McNally? I've got two tickets for the Opera House here for you to go along and check her out. She's doing 6 dates in total. All of the details are on the Opera House website right now. All you got to do on text or WhatsApp is text immediately and tell me the name of her podcast with Vogue. Billie Eilish, Birds of a Feather, 8:52, Cork's Good Times, this is Red FM. We're on the way to the Neil Prendible Show very soon. Kira's here from 12 and Colin will drive you home a little bit later on. Stevie G on at 7 o'clock this evening. That is the way it's looking. Hello, Karen, how's it going?
Morning, Casey. Not bad, thanks.
Karen, I need a favour here. We have got to the end of the show without saying the C word. Please don't say the C word.
Whatever you do.
I won't.
You promise
well
me.
Done.
Okay, thank you very much. Can you name the baddie?
It's a joker.
It is. Karen, you got a €400 voucher for baddiebeauty.ie. Well done.
Guys.
So go and beautify yourself.
Thank you.
They will take such good care of you. They're up on Shandon Street, baddiebeauty.ie. Bring your bestie in, the two of you can get sorted.
That's right.
Lovely. Will do.
Thanks for being a listener, and thank you for listening, and thanks for being a winner, and we'll talk to you soon,
Karen. Have a lovely festive season.
Thanks, guys.
Bye now. Bye-bye.
She didn't say it, and I said festive season.
Okay, now Dave's after giving me the weekend good times guide.
Be careful.
I know the C word is in here a lot.
Is it? Well, tiptoe through it then. Let's just tiptoe through it.
Do you know who's in the Cypress Avenue tonight at 7? Stereo MCs.
Oh, wow.
Remember those lads from the 90s? They're brilliant.
Absolutely.
Stereo MCs and EMF, the band that brought you the You're unbelievable. They're all in Cypress Avenue.
Unbelievable, them.
You'll have an unbelievable night tonight.
Yeah.
Tomorrow night, Vic?
Okay, tomorrow night we've got Spotlight, the Chamber Music Series in Triskell Arts Centre. Actually, that's 1 p.m. tomorrow. Our lovely Chris Kent is in the comedy club from 8 p.m. tomorrow night. Chop Suey's System of a Down tribute
to
Fred Zeppelin's 8:30. And I just want to give a quick shout out. There's a really quirky local crafts and gifts market on Shandon Street running this weekend. It's called the Living Commons Christmas.
Why? No. Why, Vic?
It was an accident!
No, I just didn't. No!
It was an accident!
I can't, I'm going to be 5 minutes late for Prendeville. I can't. I won't have time to fit it in. Prendeville's
anyway, going to. Let me just finish saying what I'm going to say about that lovely market.
Prendeville's going to have to play Mariah Carey.
From 11 till 4 p.m., 107 Shandon Street. Go and get all your gifts.
You're some donkey.
Red FM Breakfast
with KC.
KC.
Cork's Good Times.
Red FM.